Off the Ball Breakfast.
I'm trying to go, is that to our advantage?
Would you
or theirs?
Prefer the murmur of conversation and debate?
Shush!
You're the one who hates shushing the kicker.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, six players are drafted into the Ireland squad, with Caelan Doris set to be ruled out of Saturday's trip to Wales. Franco Smith issues a come-and-get-me plea to Wales, and all of the other additions and alterations to Six Nations squads ahead of this weekend's resumption of hostilities. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Ireland forwards Caelan Doris and Ronan Kelleher look set to miss Saturday's Six Nations game away to Wales. Doris has a knee injury that's being managed this week, while Kelleher has a neck problem. Ulster pair Ian Henderson and Cormac Izichukwu are both definitely out of the game in Cardiff, with the latter sustaining an ankle injury in Ulster's URC defeat to Benetton at the weekend. Henderson is nursing a hamstring problem. Under 20 Grand Slam winner Leinster lock Dermot Mangan is among those drafted into the Ireland camp. Munster's uncapped flanker John Hodnett also receives the call, as does his provincial teammate Gavin Coombs, who hasn't been capped in nearly 4 years. Nick Timoney is the other forward added to the squad, and he's been joined by returning Ulster teammates Jacob Stockdale and Stuart McCloskey. The injury profile of the squad suggests there will be changes to the team that beat Scotland last week, but on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Alan Quinlan spoke against whole-scale alterations. However, a question remains over who will start at out half at the Principality.
You can look at it two ways. If you take Sam Prendergast out and start Jack Crowley, does it benefit Crowley in the team that he gets the confidence of that start? Really good platform to play off, because he's been saying this for a long time. You know, the platform he's playing off and Sam playing off provincially is different. Sam Prendergast has performed very, very well in, you know, not... There were some mistakes against England. He was very good in Murrayfield. And I think the advantage he has maybe over Jack Crowley is probably just that timing and that attack and that flow that he seems to create. Sometimes you think it seems like it's in slow motion. He takes it, you know, it's so crisp. It's so free-flowing and connected. And he's definitely... I think they would look at Ireland's attack and say it's... He's part of that connection, particularly with the cohesion with Gibson Park inside him. But Crowley has been very good coming off the bench against England. So there's two ways of looking at this. Is, you know, you build on the attack with a view to ironing out some of the issues that still are not perfect. There's a few passes off, there's a little bit of timing still off. They showed real glimpses of the improvement against Scotland. And if you put Jack Crowley in, does that take away from that push forward? So I would imagine they'll keep it the same. I think there'll be massive benefit in starting Crowley. But if they started Jack Crowley, I think then you're down on a 50-50 who starts against France.
Regarding Prendergast's physical development, Ireland's head of athletic performance, Alad Walters, believes the Leinster at half is doing just fine for this stage in his young career.
It's interesting, people make comments about the physical development, you know, and I think it's only when you see him in the gym and what he does, you might think a bit differently about it. You know, he's a big man. He's much heavier than I think people give him credit for as well. You know, in terms of outside halves, he's the heavy outside half, and he's strong. You know, he knows it's still an area because he's so young, and with maturity, will naturally get stronger. But he's fast, he's powerful, and he moves incredibly well. So I don't see it as a massive. It's not a massive project for him to develop physically. I think physically, he's in a pretty good place already. Yeah, I think the challenge will be for Sam. The more rugby he plays now, it's going to be harder for him to develop physically, but that's why I'm so confident in him that he's very well developed, and it's a massive reflection of the work they do at Leinster at provincial level, that a player at 21 comes in and he is physically in great condition to go and play Test match rugby. You know, so because of his appearance, you know, he's quite lanky, isn't he? He's quite thin, and people think he's fragile, and you know, I don't see it myself. You know,
back to Quinny, and he's warned against complacency against the Welsh come this Saturday.
Given that we expect, you know, Wales, their backs are to the wall, really. You know, they've. And I always think of myself as a player, if I was in that Welsh group, they don't need any sort of motivation regarding, you know, trying to play for the country. They're in a dreadful kind of run of results. There's a good rivalry between themselves and Ireland. So they're going to go gung-ho and give it everything to try and unsettle Ireland. And it's always a dangerous thing in sport, you know, when you're heavy favourites, that if there's any sort of psychological drop-off in preparation, or you look, I think there's too much experience in this Irish group within the coaching staff as well to allow any of that to happen, any sort of complacency. But it's the Six Nations, really, and you don't want to pick it. You don't want to make like five or six changes here and think that because Wales have been on such a bad run and Ireland are favourites that it's not disrespectful. I think there's some 50-50 calls or close calls, particularly players on the bench, so you might see a few of them start, but it wouldn't be wholesale changes, and I'd be pretty adamant of that.
You can hear lots more from Alan Quinlan and this morning's full Off the Ball breakfast and a whole lot more by becoming an Off the Ball member now. And in between the Wales and France games, the Ireland squad are to host an open training session at the Aviva Stadium. It's going to take place on Thursday the 27th of this month, with the free tickets available via Ticketmaster from tomorrow midday.
Play this game anymore, but can we still be friends?
Off the Ball. Is it a podcast? Oh, radio show. Awesome.
Don't worry, he knows who we are.
Their second rows are quite old, and they realize they don't work as hard as Ireland. New Zealand's back rows, Sam Kane doesn't manage a rook properly. I know I'm pretty going to get a chip for that, but like, that's the honest truth. He would be ranked one of the lowest accuracy rookers in the competition.
A podcast?
I never heard
of
him.
You did.
I fucking did. Swear, Boxman.
So the, you know, you're just a shit Richie McCaw and Sam Kane can't rook. Are these things that would have fed into his thinking?
I'm sure deep down it would have motivated them to put something like that out there.
Off the Ball. To a podcast?
Don't worry, he knows who we are.
Oh, radio show, awesome.
Back to Wales, their former hooker Thomas Rhys-Thomas has been added to Matt Sherratt's backroom staff for the remainder of their Six Nations campaign. He'll work as forward skills coach on secondment from Gloucester. He'll work alongside forwards coach Jonathan Humphreys and their scrum specialist Adam Jones. Meanwhile, one of the names linked with the Wales job on a permanent basis hasn't exactly shied away from the prospect of taking it. Matt Sherratt, of course, made it clear last week that he had no interest in taking the job on a full-time basis after the Six Nations. So, the likes of Simon Easterby, Michael Checa and Franco Smith have been linked with succeeding Warren Gatland. Smith led a successful raid on Newport yesterday, with his Glasgow side beating the Dragons 45 points to 20 in the URC. Afterwards, the former Italy coach was asked about that Wales gig by Premier Sports.
And being in Wales, I'm sure you know this question is coming and it's inevitable. When a team such as Glasgow has success in the league, a coach gets linked to the international job. Look, we know your contract here is until 2026, but have Wales been in touch and would you like to coach at an international level again?
I would like to coach international rugby again. I would I think most coaches dream of it. So for now I'm just focused on what's got to be done today, and we will look. Obviously it's I was still on a contract with the Glasgow Warriors, and you never know.
Edinburgh duo Ali Price and Ross McCann, as well as Bath centre Cam Redpath, have been added into Scotland squad ahead of Saturday's Calcutta Cup clash with England. They replace Matt Curry, who's taken a knock to his head, and Alexander Mazibaka, Finn Russell and Darcy Graham remain in contention despite the collision that ended both of their games against Ireland. It is hoped they'll return to training by the end of the week after following concussion protocols. Meanwhile, a successful return to action for Harlequins on Saturday has led to Alex Dombrandt's return to the England squad. The number 8 was forced to miss the first two rounds of the Six Nations through injury. Northampton's impressive 20-year-old flanker Henry Pollock has been added to the England squad as well, as has his teammate Alex Coles, who's recovered from a wrist injury. Curtis Langdon and Alex Lazowski drop out. Tom Curry and George Martin, meanwhile, have returned to full training after picking up minor injuries in their recent defeat of France. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I will be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks so much for listening.